Here we are wanting to guide you through an example of a day where you may be intending as you are recognizing that you are moving into new segments. Let us say that you are beginning on this day, at the end of the day, before you are going to sleep, and you recognize that entering into sleep state will be a new segment of life experience. And so as you are lying there on the pillow, getting ready to go to sleep, set forth the intent of restful sleep. Set forth the intention for refreshing your physical apparatus. And imagine yourself awakening in the morning feeling refreshed. As you open your eyes in the morning, recognize that you have now entered into a new segment of life experience, and that that time that you remain in bed until the time that you remove yourself from the bed is a segment. Set forth your intent for that time. While I'm lying here, I am intending to have a clear picture of this day. I am intending to become exhilarated and excited about this day. And then as you are lying there in the bed, you will feel that refreshment and that exuberance for the day coming upon you. As you get out of bed, you have entered into a new segment of life experience. This may be the segment that you are preparing yourself for the day. And so as you are brushing your teeth and taking your bath or doing whatever it is you do in this segment, let your intent be as you enter into it to be efficient, to enjoy yourself, to have it be a time of upliftment and a time of preparing yourself for that which is to come. As you are preparing your breakfast, let your intent be to do it efficiently and to select that which is most nutritiously balanced for your physical apparatus at this point in time. Let your intent be that you will be replenished or refreshed by it, that you will enjoy it. And as you set forth this intention, you will notice that as you are eating, you are feeling yourself more rejuvenated, more replenished, more refreshed, and you will enjoy the food more than if you had not set forth that intent to do so. As the telephone rings, recognize that you are now about to enter into a new segment. And as you pick up the telephone, identify who it is and then set forth clearly your intent before you begin speaking. As you get into your automobile, as you are traveling to your place of work or whatever it is you are doing, let your intent be to travel from one place to another in safety, to feel invigorated and happy as you are moving forth, to be aware of what the other drivers are intending or not intending, that you may move through traffic in a sort of flow, safe and efficient. When you get out of your automobile, you have now entered into a new segment. And so pause for a moment and imagine yourself walking from where you are to where you are intending to go. Seeing yourself feeling good as you walk, intending that you will move efficiently and safely from point to point. Intending to feel the vitality of your apparatus. Intending to feel the clarity of your thinking mechanism. Setting forth your vision or your intention for the next segment in which you are about to enter. Imagining your greeting of the secretary or of the employees or employer. Seeing yourself as one who uplifts the others. Having a smile ready. Recognizing that everyone you meet is not deliberate in their intending, but knowing that by your deliberate intending, you will be in control of your life experience, and you will not be swept up by their confusion or by their intent or influence. As you are moving through such a day, you will feel the power and the momentum of your intentions building. You will find yourself feeling gloriously invincible. You will feel as if there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have, as you are seeing yourself again and again in creative control of your own life experience. Of course, your segments will not be just as we have offered, and they will not be the same from day to day. In the beginning, you will find that you are not so quick to identify your segments as you will be after you have done it for a while. For some, you may find it more efficient and more effective to carry a small notebook and physically stop to identify the segment while you write a list of your intentions in your notebook. As you are writing, you will find yourself at your strongest point of clarity, at your strongest point of focus. And so in the beginning of this deliberate segment intending, you may find the notebook a very great and valuable asset.